Okay, so whatever. It's fucking on. Welcome to the first installment of our show, or should I say,
the first installment that won't be fucking banned.
Hopefully, fingers crossed that it won't happen. So if
yeah, halfway through we might say something inappropriate, and then they'll be like, "Yeah, you guys."
Oh,
once
no.
again,
oh,
have
no,
said
no, no, no,
something
no.
that will offend the mass audience.
This just cannot go up. This is just too horrible. God knows you risk fucking offending someone these days.
Can't speak your mind. You can think it, but you can't say
Well,
it.
You can speak your mind as long as it agrees with the fucking popular consensus.
You can speak your mind by typing it on a message board and then people, for
like
some
it,
reason,
get likes
like
on
it
Facebook,
there, but
yeah.
it won't.
In real life, no. No. I don't support
Not
it
I'm
that much.
I'm masking myself behind a username.
Nobody can fucking give me shit over the internet, so now I like it.
That fucking meme where the guy's like this nerd on a computer and it's like the internet because it's easy to be a 6'4" power lifter and street fighting god in the confines of your computer.
Damn, bro, was it Butthurt Dweller?
No, it's just like a random one. It's just like this nerd on like an old like PC.
Oh, what, the fat dude with the beard? Or I think it might
no,
be, no,
he
fuck.
Looks like he's maybe like 18. He's got glasses. He just looks nerdy as shit.
So I just want to put this out here, everybody, to listen to. Since it's fresh in my mind, a little story I might give you. In fact, not might. I'm going to do it. Because fuck this waitress from Fridays. So the three of us actually were the friend of ours. After we saw a movie, we saw Blended, which, it was okay. What'd you think of it?
It wasn't bad. I mean, like, there were parts of it that were funny, but it was like, I don't know. It was like, I think Dave put it pretty well. It was a family movie. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they had jokes that, like, are clearly not for a family movie, but, like, to, like, draw in, like, you know, an audience
a little
like
bit
us,
older,
but,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was all right, so. That aside, so after we leave, we decide to go to Friday's. So we can get some drinks, we can get some food, you know, guy shit. And so we get there, and this cunt waitress goes and she cards us, which is no fault of her own. You card people, whatever. She gets me, and I'm all good. Okay. She goes and say, okay, what do you want? I tell her my Long Island. All right. You don't drink. You were driving that night. So Dave, our friend, goes to order his margarita, right? And she looks at his driver's license. And Dave clearly looks over the age of 21, so I don't know why the fuck you'd card him in the first place.
Well, he got carded, believe it or not, buying Diablo 3 earlier that day.
Really?
Yeah.
It probably made him feel good, though. At least it would.
Yeah, I know.
I'd feel fucking great. I don't look 18.
And the guy didn't even say the thing that always is like the backhanded, like, you know, never mind. Now that I made you feel good, I'm going to make you feel like shit.
Oh.
Where they're like, well, we card anyone that looks under 30.
Yeah,
fuck you.
You
carded me. That means you think I'm 17, you stupid motherfucker.
He's covering his ass for being a dumb douche.
Yeah, but they, like, take away the good feeling. They, like, card you, and then they're like, yeah, well, you look under 30. Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
You look like a fucking asshole.
You look like you're too old to be working at GameStop.
Damn right.
But, continue the story.
Back to the story. Yeah, that was a good one. So, she sees his ID. And it's expired. Which, first of all, I didn't know there was apparently a fucking law. Or maybe she's just full of shit because she's a bitch.
Yeah. I still think that what it was is she was being a lazy bitch and did not want to do any work at that time.
Fuck them. I'm not
it's
serving
like,
them
It was
breaks.
Only like 11:30. You guys are open till like 2.
Yeah. Okay. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, now I have to walk to the bar instead of just the kitchen. This is bullshit.
So she sees it and says, oh, this is expired. I can't serve you alcohol. Why the fuck not?
Yeah.
You can clearly see the date.
Yeah, you can see his birth date.
Yeah.
It's not like his birth date changed because it fucking
I'm going to get a fake ID and make sure that it's expired.
Right. I'm going to make sure it's expired so they can't scan it and trace it.
So that was okay. It was a bitch move, but whatever. I can understand. But then this fucking cunt, when she comes back, oh, excuse me, with my Long Island, she puts it in front of Dave, right? And she says, oh yeah, you don't get any, and then slides it over to me.
I don't think she said that. But
she said something along those lines, like, oh yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh yeah, no, you, I think it was like, oh yeah, this isn't for you, or something.
You know,
like
it's kind of something cunty.
Yeah, I know, I mean, it was bitchy, and then...
Now, normally, I'd laugh.
Yeah, if it was like a pre-played thing, like if he was the only person there that was 20,
yeah,
and like, oh yeah, you're the guy that's 20, and then like push it away, but because of what she did before, yeah. But there's more. Go ahead.
So after that, we finish our meal, and at that point, we already decided, fuck this bitch. She's not getting a tip.
Yeah.
So.
But then we had this genius idea since you had a $100 bill.
I perfectly had. I didn't even know it. And I looked at my wallet and I had a $100 bill, right? And the bill was maybe $33. I think it was 33 something.
Something like that. $33.49. Like, we have 51 cents.
And we're already planning. You know what? Fuck her. She's getting like a $1, $2 tip.
No. Well, I was like, no. Make her break the... Break the $100 bill and leave her just the fucking change. not any bills, just the 51
cents.
So
she'll think she's getting some huge fucking tip, right?
Yeah, because she probably, like, opened that up, saw a $100 bill, and was like, holy shit. This is going to make my week.
But when she brings back the cash, or change, she says to Dave, make sure you get that license renewed. And she said it like that, too, like a fucking condescending whore that she is. Oh, make sure you get that license renewed. Fuck you. So then I decide, you know what? She's not even getting all the change. Thankfully, there was a penny in that group of coins she gave us. And you were in the bathroom, but this fucking bitch was sitting there, hawk-eyeing us from the table behind
us. Oh, yeah, that's why I went to the bathroom. Because she, like, after she gave us the bill, she was waiting around for, like, 3 minutes. I'm like, okay.
Just trying to make sure that we leave her a tip. So she finally leaves back in the room. So, I flip the leather thing that she gives you with the bill on it upside down, and I slide the penny underneath it, so we get out of there, and you follow us out after you were done.
Man, I knew that you guys were going to do that when I went in the bathroom.
I mean, we really didn't intend for you...
No, I just... That's what I would have done. I'm not saying, like, you guys...
Yeah, we weren't, like, trying to, like,
punk you
or anything.
I knew that's what was
going to
happen.
Yeah.
But I thought when I came out that they would have been like, what the fuck? No tip.
I was so like, hoping she would come out, like, looking for us.
Help me hostage.
Yeah, she's going to take you fucking hostage and wait. He's not going anywhere until we get our tip. But, yeah, if you were somehow listening to that, waitress at Fridays, I don't even remember your name, your bitch. I might as well have been on your fucking name tag. You got what you deserved. Your cunt behavior, it bit you in the butt. Fuck you, and you should know. You can ask. You can ask anyone that I eat out with every now and then that I usually leave monster fucking.
That is true.
I tip like a moron.
Yeah, you really do. It'll be like a $30 like check, and you'll give them like a $25 tip.
That's
but
unfortunately
I was just thinking,
not even an exaggeration.
That you've like defamed fucking Fridays. They'll probably be like. Oh, well, we can't allow
you
this.
Can't talk shit about us.
You can't talk shit about a real place.
They'll sue me and make sure that woman gets a fucking
severance.
Well,
I'm not saying there's anything
like
wrong with
dollars.
Fridays itself.
Neither am I. It's a good place. I've never had any bad...
That's
every
the first
time
bad
I've
experience
yeah.
we've ever had.
The day I
usually we have good waitresses
The
there.
Day I turned 21, I went drinking there for a reason, because I fucking love the place. I'm not saying anything bad about them. It's that bitch is making you look bad.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
So I think we've established that point well enough.
Yeah, it's not Fridays, it's that bitch. I don't care if she's having a shitty day or not, if you're in the service
exactly.
industry,
there is no fucking
you have
excuse.
To, like, You don't have to, like, kiss ass.
But you don't have to be a fucking bitch either.
You can just be, like, a normal human being.
Like, I wouldn't even expect that from someone who was sitting next to us and saw it to say. That would still be an asshole move. But the fucking waitress said that? Are you trying to not get a tip?
Well.
I bet you that bitch was surprised when she came back. What, no tip?
Yeah, I bet you she was. Like, we were talking in the car, too, like, I hope that, like what Dave said, he's like, I hope that, like, she has a boyfriend that counts her tips. Like, what the fuck? Only a penny?
What the fuck is this, bitch? I told you, you bring home less than 20 again. Smashes a beer bottle over her head. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be nice.
Stupid fucking 40-year-old bitch.
Yeah, she deserves domestic violence. Ooh. Yeah, we've been drawing in these yearbooks that we have, two of mine, for a couple months now, and some of the shit's pretty genius in it.
If this ever, like, took off for any reason, like, if we could start a website, I would totally upload a lot of this.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Do I really need to say it?
No! I'm talking about, like, just pictures. Like, the Wario.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Or, like, the Onyx.
You can see some of the drawings this dude does. They are genius.
The fucking John Cena.
Yeah. If you're ever looking for a fun thing to doodle, everybody, doodle muscles, because they are genius to draw. Just find a picture of the newspaper, some of your yearbooks, anything, and put muscles on people.
And do, like, facial outlines. Like, even if they don't look goofy... Like, normally, once
they
you
always
outline
look
their
funny
face,
when
it
you
looks awesome.
Because it defines, like, it's like a doing a character.
Yeah, show. It defines, like, their weird attributes. The Android 19.
It will take all of the energy.
Man, I don't even know what to talk about now that we got the Fridays thing out of the way.
Friday story, yeah.
That was, like, story of the week. It's like one of those things where, like, at least you'll have a story to tell from now on.
Yeah.
I'd like to refrain from talking about work just so we don't throw out any names or...
Yeah.
Anything.
Well, I can only say good things about the job I have now because I fucking love it.
Yeah, but your boss is still, like, a douche, but you just don't have to deal with him.
Exactly. I don't have to see him, ever.
Whereas my boss is like an in-your-face piece of shit.
Micromanaging, helicopter fuck. In case you're wondering what the noises are, yes, I am drinking. It's nice to see, though, like you pointed out, though, that this beer is not expired.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up with the other one.
So, I don't know if any of you guys have experienced this, but... I bought beer. It comes in the case, you know, in Pennsylvania. You get two 12-packs to equal 24. The first 12-pack that I opened expired about a month ago.
No. It was like March 17th, and you were drinking it like May 17th.
Okay, good point. Yeah,
it was 2 months at least.
And this stuff is good till July 7th, and it's the other 12-pack. How the fuck did you get it mixed up that bad?
I'm sure they, like... Well, when you bought a 24 case, it came in, like, what, just, like, a cardboard lid? With
yeah,
two in it.
Yeah.
So they can mix and match all they want. They're probably like, oh, shit, we still have, like, one 12-pack of this.
They'll get one
shit.
Good one, one shit one. That's how we run our business.
Yeah,
fucking
but even,
deal with
even
it.
A July, man. I mean, it's, like, 2 months away.
I mean, I guess there are some people that drink slower than me. It's just I finish... one of these 12 packs in a week, which I guess for a lot of people too, at the opposite end of the spectrum, that's like, huh, takes you a week to finish a 12 pack, you bitch.
Well, yeah, you don't sit there and just chug them all in one night. You're not a fucking alcoholic that drinks like six a night.
Yeah, at least not anymore. There was that time where, and I don't know if any of you guys experienced this, because let me know, because. It does kind of concern me. Back when I was in college and, like, when I was a senior in high school, when I started just drinking beer or whatever I could scrap up and my parents left around, I could just chug beers like it was nothing. I could easily do it. I could do beer bongs with three beers in it and just down it in a couple seconds. The last time I ever tried to chug a beer, I got like halfway through and my stomach felt like it was on fire. Like I felt like it was going to explode. But I don't know if like the 2-3 years straight of chugging a bunch of beers could have damaged my stomach. Or maybe since I took a little bit off that I turned into a bitch. Maybe both. But let me know. Because it has concerned me why I used to be really good at chugging beer like it's a talent. But I used to be good at it. And now I can't do it anymore because it feels like my stomach is getting stabbed from the inside. It really sucks.
It's probably your liver, like, rejecting it.
It can't be the liver that quick. I think it's something to do with the carbonation, and like I said, I
this dude that I work with was saying like he's been getting X-rays and shit of his liver because it's like bloated or something. It's like expanding or something.
That's
like holy shit, dude! Like he's like, yeah, I was a heavy drinker when I was younger, but I'm like, okay, but it took you like fucking 30 years to catch up with
exactly,
like,
and it took me three. Now, unless my stomach is a punk. Which I don't know because I eat a lot of spicy food. And I'm always fine with that. I can still chug water, though. See, that's the thing. I can finish.
It has nothing to do with chugging.
Well, it's still
specific.
Liquid.
Yeah,
that's why I think it's something to do with maybe the carbonation or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not chugging anything. It's chugging beer.
Yeah.
The combination. Well, I mean, there's barely any alcohol in beer, but.
I don't know. I think it's something to do with the carbonation. Or maybe I'm just a punk now.
No,
or maybe I've always
is.
Been.
Because, like, once you get enough of it in you, it, like, I don't know, there's, like, acid reflux almost, and you have to, like, burp some of it up.
That's what happens. Like, it feels like my stomach is, like, burning from the inside. And then I, like, belch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It just builds up all that fucking bubbly shit. Fucking Pittsburgh women.
I tell you what, man. There's a good thing us talk about is fucking Pittsburgh women. And muffin tops in particular. I just don't get it. It's the thing we've always discussed is how do these. Now, I'm not saying there's not a few cuties here in Pittsburgh. But realistically, 90%, 85%. 85, 90.
Look like that?
Are definitely overweight.
Well, I mean, the same could probably be said for men, but...
Yeah, but...
But the standards are much different.
Yes.
For women, 85's about right, honestly.
Yeah, 85% of the women here are either overweight...
Like, even when I go to the gym,
beat,
like, 85% of them are out of shape.
Out of shape, or they're ugly.
It's like... You're at a fucking gym, like, constantly. Like, how do you not get any progress?
I don't know. But I wouldn't know because I don't go either. I'm not saying I'm a catch, but I don't have the skank attitude that these women fucking have here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, 85% of the guys are probably out of shape, too, but they're not holding women to, like, impossible standards. Like, the women here, they just, like...
They have such a high regard for themselves, like they're fucking incredible.
Well, yeah, they're all fucking princesses, and they're all perfect, and every woman's beautiful. Fucking, I mean, you like, and this has been like a problem I've been seeing for like, I don't know, I noticed it probably 4 years ago. Like, I mean, I hate to call it like a problem, but you know what, fuck that.
It's a problem.
There's all these fucking, like, skinny or in-shape dudes with, like, these women that are, like, twice their fucking size.
Yeah, I've noticed it, too. I mean, you walk through a mall and you really see it there.
Yeah, but it's like, why? Is it just because all women are skank attitude?
And you have
they
to
just
think,
like,
if these fat, ugly beasts are with guys that are in decent shape,
that's what I mean. I think
who are the hot women fuck?
Yeah.
Each other?
I think
no
like,
one?
That's why they all have that attitude is like, there's enough guys that are with them that they're like, see, we can get good guys. And they all just have that mentality of, like, we deserve better.
Yeah.
Like, if they're in a relationship, they're always looking to upgrade.
It's fucking bullshit. You can do better.
It's like, this isn't a fucking wireless cell phone contract, you fucking bitch. You don't just upgrade every year. Like, and what's fucked up is, like, as soon as they get in a relationship, they probably within 2 or 3 months put on about 30 to 40 pounds. Yeah.
And then, now, I think this is more of a guy thing, too, because I experienced myself. The few times that I've been in relationships and been going to the gym at the same time, I always hit it the weights twice as fucking hard.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah,
it, like, drives me to get in such better shape.
And it's not just hitting weights, it's, like, running and shit.
Oh, it was, like, my inspiration. Like, it's better than my iPod for doing fucking cardio.
Yeah, that's, I know, that's exactly what I mean. Like, it's the complete opposite effect with women, though.
Now,
like,
I'm in a relationship,
yeah,
now
I
can get fat.
It's fucking bullshit. And, like you said, like, I mean, it wouldn't even be a big deal. Like, some of them aren't, like, that bad out of shape.
But it's the,
like, it's
this,
acceptable, but, like,
it's the fucking attitude,
yeah,
that gets
exactly.
me, man. Like, I'm a fat dude. I get it. I get why there's fat women. Food is awesome and exercise sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
I completely get it, but despite... Now, I'm coming off pretty one-sided and ignorant. I get it right here. But it's over a podcast. Just work with me here.
It's not ignorant. It's like you're explaining how they are biased. Like,
and that's the thing.
It's
a
double standard.
I'm not biased. I used to be in pretty decent shape. And I still liked curvy women. I still would. If I had abs and not, like, less than 10% body fat, I would still like curvy women. That's just my thing. But I don't have this bullshit double standard where there's me looking like I am pushing 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And I think I deserve the top of the tier women.
Yeah, I know.
Do I fantasize about it? Absolutely. Would I like to? Yes. But do I realistically go chasing after them every weekend at the bar, expecting to bring one home? No. And it just seems to me, through my experiences, that's what the fucking women around here think like.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And I just don't fucking understand the mentality. Like,
they get off?
Where?
Yeah.
Who has been blowing that much smoke up your snatch?
I think it's a combination of society in general, like women empowerment. It's,
and
like,
just
like women have less
their
rights.
Their parents fucking sitting there. You're a princess. You're my
you
little
deserve
princess.
The best the world.
Oh my fucking god.
Speaking of that,
ugh,
like the whole you're a princess thing and you deserve the world. Fuck, and I know this is slightly off topic, but not really. Fuck. You have to ask her father for permission to marry
her. Oh, fuck yes.
Like, that is the stupidest fucking thing in the world. I have to ask her dad's permission to marry her?
I have to appeal to her family?
It's his choice, not hers?
I'm starting my own family. I don't give a fuck about yours.
Right, like, what if the dad said yes and then she said no?
Oh, that would be terrible.
His vote is so not even, like... It shouldn't even be considered.
I know.
Like, why is that even a thing?
I've never thought about that.
Like,
your dad's completely
no
cool with it. You go and ask the girl.
Ah, yeah, you can marry my daughter, whatever.
No.
You seem like a cool dude.
No.
No, you know what? I was actually thinking about breaking up with you, but your dad said...
My
dad. Well, if my dad likes you, then fuck you. I really
hate pretty
you.
Much. It seems to me, and I think it would be awesome to have a stepdad that I hated. It would be great. It would make for such good entertainment around the holidays.
Not a stepdad, maybe a stepmother.
Oh, not stepdad. I mean father-in-law.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting confused.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah, I meant mother-in-law.
And then it goes to, you always hear women say, my mother-in-law is a complete bitch.
Yeah, because women just don't get along. I seriously don't think any women like any other women. They just pretend.
It's very possible.
Like, here's me and you, we sit around and literally, like, make fun of each other all day long.
Oh, yeah. But then we laugh it off, we have a high five.
Yeah, it's
and
not...
we're saying, okay, we're just fucking joking. It's mutual, we know about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally all we do, is make fun of each other, and yet...
We still remain best friends.
That sit there and, like...
They can say nice things about
each
other.
Yeah, they say
like,
nice things, but secretly
bitch.
They're, like, despising one another. It's just, like... The stupidest, most childish mentality. It's
but
such a
spoiled. To be the mature ones, man.
Yeah.
They're more mature than us.
It's such a spoiled mentality, dude. But one thing that is nice that I keep seeing, like, I just saw this picture in the yearbook and. It makes me laugh every time because he just looks like such a pathetic piece of shit. It's the one where the kid with the glasses is just like, oh. Fuck, now I forget what I was saying. Every time I see people that like I graduated high school with, literally like 90% of them look like shit. Like they went downhill so bad. And it's just like,
how the hell did you do that in this amount of years?
It's only been like 7 years.
How the fuck did you do that? That's amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fuck you, mosquito.
But that's always nice to see.
Yeah. I wouldn't know, but I imagine it being.
I'd like to go to my high school graduation just to, like, see how shitty everybody else is.
But this is something, you know, I just gotta add one more thing on the fucking women topic that's always kind of irked me, especially another thing that adds to women about here is how they fucking act like men.
Yeah, you mean tomboys?
Tomboys. It's so fucking unflattering.
I'm just another one of the guys. Oh, okay, then, I don't want to be with you.
I don't want to fuck you, then.
I don't want to fuck a guy, believe it or not.
I have guy friends to talk guy stuff
yeah,
with.
If I want to talk about guy shit, I'll just talk to my guy friends.
I just want to throw that out there. It's, like, women that, like, burp and shit like that.
Yeah,
I like how
it's fucking repulsive.
Not... I don't know why I'm sounding like I'm complaining, but they'll burp but still not fart. It's like they're going halfway.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear them fart. But.
It's only a matter of time till fucking they push. Women should be able to fart too. Free our feminine farts. Free our gas. They're like, being oppressed. We'll have a scientific study that women's bowels are becoming irritated because they can't fart.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Like, that's how far they take it these days. Like, women have no rights. What the fuck rights do you not have?
I swear some women,
seriously.
Women think that we just sit around and talk shit on them, even though I guess we kind of are.
Yeah, we do, but it's because they're so fucking stupid.
No, but it's... We don't... making fun of women is...
I'm eliminating, like, 50% of the audience, but
yeah.
I don't even give a fuck.
Fuck it.
Their mentality is so fucking
no,
dumb.
No, we're eliminating the audience... That,
we don't want.
No, that we wouldn't like in real life. And it's just another thing that's been proven over time. If you get offended by it, it's because it applies.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to admit.
I like how anytime you, like, say anything.
Say fuck.
If you, like, make fun of somebody to their face, like, in a joking way, they'll understand that it's a joke as long as they aren't what you're saying they are.
Exactly. And I don't get it because I've had fucking white jokes thrown at me. And I've had a couple times where I was in school where I got called a cracker. And I always laughed at it because it's like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm white. It's awesome. You ought to get in on this shit.
Yeah, I never understood, like, white jokes,
and
to be honest.
I hear fat jokes all the time. I surf the internet. I see plenty of fat jokes. And I laugh at it. Fuck it. Why can't other people do the same?
Yeah.
Why the hell can't everybody be like me? Why everybody got to be so fucking stupid?
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. Everybody just has a stick up their ass and
No, it's the fucking, it's the double standard that we're always going on about. There's just so many of them.
Yeah. I mean, it does apply to both genders.
Oh, yeah. There's scumbag guys out there. We've met plenty of them,
yeah. But the fact of the matter is, when it applies to relationships and stuff, women, even though they act like men are the shallow ones, women are far more shallow than men. At least as far as I've seen.
Dude, I've met plenty. How many guys do you know? You can name about probably 20 off the top of your head that, what do you like about a girl? What do you go dating women with? What do you look for? Eh, we're the same type. And that's it.
Yeah. Eh, we get along, laugh, whatever.
Now, of course, it always throws in, I like the way she looks.
Well, yeah, there has to be some type of mutual attraction.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're not attracted to the person, you're not attracted to the person, and it's not going to work. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, are you seriously going to just, like, and I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You have to be fucking attracted to them. Are you seriously going to marry someone you're not attracted to at all?
Well, I guess that's why the divorce rate's at, what, 70% now?
No, that has nothing to do with it. That has everything to do with people are fucking stupid and they rush into shit. Because women are fucking manipulative with that shit. Like, fuck a guy a couple of times, oh my god, I'm in love with you. It's like, they rush into it.
You have to admit, it's dumbness on a lot of men's part because I think some guys just, well, guys that get laid a little too, not often, fuck. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. To hell with it. Guys that don't get laid enough, they've meet a girl that throws some pussy at them for a while, and then they're in love.
Yeah, right.
And then they rush into it. But it's, you think, why would the woman say yes? Why would they accept it? Because they like the attention? Because they're looking for a quick buck?
Well, I mean, not to place all the blame on women here. I just think getting married too soon is stupid.
It's a horrible idea for everyone.
Especially when you're young. Like, these dipshits that will, like, you know, they'll be with someone in high school and act like, oh, yeah, I'm in a serious relationship. Why, because you've been dating him since you were fucking 14 and you're 17 now? And then they get married, like, right out of high school and get divorced by, like, age 20 and already have two kids. It's like, why the fuck would you do that? You're just throwing your fucking life away, seriously. Like, I mean, not that I'm doing all that great, but...
I haven't spent much time in other countries, but I gotta think it's an American thing. Where people seem to think that they're fucking untouchable. That it applies to everybody else, but I'm gonna be the one to beat the odds.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the exception.
I'm the 1%. It won't happen to me! That's other people because they're stupid. Like you're fucking floating above everybody, just looking down on us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not advocating, like, not getting married.
I am.
Even though at this point, like, it seems like the better
I think you should get married just to get divorced because, from what I've heard, it's pretty awesome. I think a divorce is going to be a great thing to look forward to. I've never heard anybody say that they didn't enjoy
it. It is pretty much like in your cycle of life. Like, you're born, you go to school, you graduate, you get married.
You get divorced.
You have two kids, you get divorced, and you die. Like, that's the cycle
of life. Well, at least there's the part between getting divorced and dying that's probably pretty enjoyable.
I don't know. If a woman takes you for everything you're worth, and then...
Well, then here's the thing. Wait till you're divorced and then get everything.
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, if, like, I was married and, like, they were like, okay, the woman gets the house, I'd fucking burn the house down. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'd burn the house down and spend the rest of my life in jail. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that.
It would be better.
Like, if I paid for everything, I bought the house, I am the only one in the house that works, I gotta pay this stupid bitch alimony, she gets the house, she gets the kids, fuck that.
Well,
on a day when none of them are in the house, I'm burning the fucking house down.
Then again, I mean, you gotta think it like this, too. What's better, swallowing your pride or swallowing another prisoner's cock?
Well, you could just Have, well...
You can...
You, I'm trying to think of, like, an alternative. You can try to fight them and then hope one of them kills you. But even then, they'd probably rape your corpse.
Fuck it, I'm dead. I'm not using it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I won. Fuck them. Or you could just kill your wife.
Yeah, well, you go to jail anyway.
If there's a better chance of you maybe not getting caught and then burning down the house and someone seeing you. Who knows?
Well, I'm implying that I would be going to prison after burning down the house.
Good point. So you'd imply that, yeah, you go to prison after killing your wife. Probably.
But yeah, I just don't understand why people rush into marriage. Like, I think you should be with someone for, like, at least 4 or 5 years before getting
married.
Yeah,
I was going to say 4 years.
Yeah.
And you better have been living together for at least two of them.
Yeah, I mean, I know people can go ahead and throw all the bullshit statistics they want. Where they're like, actually, the success rate of marriages is usually higher when they
don't live before. Don't give a fuck.
That doesn't even make sense. Because if you've never lived with someone before, then you truly do not know everything about them. Okay?
You can't. It's not possible.
What if they, like, wake up in the middle of the night every night and, like, fucking bang their head off the wall for 10 minutes and then go right back to sleep, like just pass out in the middle of
or
the floor.
Or there's like some weird tick where they like their sheets folded in a very specific way.
Yeah, or you know, they fucking take a violent shit every morning. They're like, you somehow miss
by get.
Not living with them.
You gotta
or, like
know.
They snore like obscenely loud or like have fucking night terrors or some shit or like restless leg syndrome and just fucking kick you all night. Like, you don't know that shit until you've lived with them. Like,
and it's even simple things, like something as small as they like to keep the temperature in their house really high or really low.
Yeah.
And you like it the opposite way. It doesn't seem like much, but you gotta think after 3-4 years of living with them, it's gonna grow on you. And one day you're gonna come home in a shit mood. Why the fuck is it so fucking hot in here? God damn it!
Tuna casserole!
Yeah.
But yeah, that too. Food. You know, what if they're a fucking terrible cook? You're both terrible cooks. And they like certain food and you like certain food. And you can never kind of like mesh everything together. It would fuck things up. Okay, there's a million ways that you could fuck up a relationship.
Yeah.
And
seems to be a lot more ways to fuck one up than make one work.
You know what's fucked up is, like, people act like, oh, well, I gotta do what I can to make this relationship work.
No.
No, okay? If it's, like, not
doing
working,
it.
Fuck it! You don't have to be like, oh, okay, I need to do whatever I can to make this work.
See,
I can see if you're married. I can see if you're married and
no,
you have, like,
no.
a couple of kids. But I'm talking about, like, if you're dating somebody and...
I think you should try, but there's an extent
depending
where...
Depending on what it is you need to try on. Like, if fucking... if it's a dildo you're trying on, fucking...
No, see,
like,
that's a good...
Say you, like, completely hate whatever their favorite type of music is.
Yeah.
Okay? Like,
you might
I think that's a
work...
pretty big deal. Because if... They expect you to, like, I fucking hate country music. You know I hate country music.
Yeah.
If I had to go to a country music concert, I just wouldn't go, okay?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. They'd be like, you gotta come to this concert. No, I fucking don't. I hate country music. I'm not fucking going. If you fucking ever play it in the car while I'm in the car with you, fuck you. I'm getting out of the fucking car. Or depending on who's driving, somebody's getting out of the car because we're not fucking
See,
listening
I think
to
that's
music.
Something that's, like, small enough where I'd be like, you know what? I'll bite the bullet, fuck it. I'll sit here, and I'll listen to a few, and then switch it up to what I want. And if you say no, then fuck you.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is, well, I know that doesn't even matter in the grand scheme of things.
No, of course it matters, because it adds up with a bunch of other small things.
I know. But my point is exactly that. A bunch of small things. Like... What are you supposed to just compromise here, but then not compromise here?
See,
like,
I think you should compromise, but have some self-respect about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure everybody knows people that are in relationships that just bend way over backwards to the point where they're almost breaking their spine just to please the other. Yeah, just but, to please the other person.
Yeah.
You try to make it work, but have some self-respect.
No, you just have to be your fucking self. You shouldn't have to change who you are to be with somebody. It's fucking bullshit.
People but change like can be for the better.
It depends what it is, okay? You should not have to change any of your, like, morals or ideals or things like that. Now, I can see if it's like, okay,
I don't like smoking, and I do, and we have kids now, so I don't want them around it.
Right. Something like that where it could, you could stop smoking. But
right. If somebody...
I'm trying to think of a good example.
If you're religious and your partner isn't, and they want you to give it up because they don't like it, that's something too far. If they're trying to change your beliefs, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
At some point, you do have to put your foot down and say, no, fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, like, if you're not married, you should not be like...
Oh, yeah. There's no reason to put
as
much effort
in. I'm changing myself for this person. No. Fuck that. Okay? Just be your fucking self. If they can't accept you for who you are, fuck them.
Yeah, you're not...
They're not the right person
for
you.
Yeah, you're not married yet. Go find someone.
Just because you've been, like, in a relationship with them for 8 months doesn't mean, like...
My soulmate!
Yeah. Like, okay, I've already invested this much time. I've already invested this much time. I might as well try to go the distance. Okay? 8 months, a year, 2 years even, is nothing. In considering how long your life is, that is nothing. Like, you should not have to change yourself to, like, on a large scale.
Yeah.
Just to try to please the other person.
But you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, tweaking a few things, there's nothing wrong with it. It's good. It shows you that you're flexible. You can do things for the other person. It makes them happy. And that's what defines a good relationship is.
But you know what would never fucking go across?
What's up?
Or at least if the man told the woman... Honey, you know, you're gaining a few
Damn right.
Seriously, why is it not okay to bring that up against women? Women can be like, what the fuck? That guy's fat.
I think that's a lot of reason why a lot of men, or a very popular reason why a lot of men cheat, or they leave their wives. It's because they got fat. And
I know that's a shitty way
to say... No, it's not. It's not at all.
No, but the thing is you can't even bring it up.
Oh, yeah, you can't go anywhere near the subject.
Like, even if you did it from, like, a loving standpoint, like, look, okay?
I'm worried
your
you're
mother
have
died
a heart
of
attack.
Heart disease because she was overweight. You know, diabetes runs in your family. I don't want you to, like, die, okay? Could you just lose some weight so that you're more healthy? You couldn't even bring it up like that. What, you're saying I'm fat? What the fuck? Like, you can't even bring it up. But they wouldn't even think twice about it. You know, honey, yeah, you're getting kind of chubby, so...
They wouldn't be that nice. Hey, you look gross as fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
By the way, I'm fucking Tom, the neighbor.
Like, you cannot even bring it up. And it's bullshit. Okay? Like, it's a double standard.
Yep, another one.
If neither side brought it up, okay. But the fact that one side can bring it up, and then if you bring it up to them... Like, all of her friends will be like, what the fuck, you're an asshole, this is bullshit, she's not fat, she's beautiful. And then they'll just go drown their sorrows in a fucking nice big chocolate cake and gain a couple more pounds just out of fucking
just
spite.
Just despite, he thinks I'm fat now.
Ah, if he thinks I'm fat now, wait till he sees me after eating 8 cakes. Fucking just eating a cake for breakfast. What are you doing? That's not food. I gotta gain, like, 40 pounds by Christmas, because fuck you.
Gotta make sure I look good for the family photo.
But, I mean, and I realize it could go both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's plenty of women that cheat on their husbands because they provide way too much money and everything is too fucking secure for them.
It's too perfect. I don't have enough drama. No.
Like, I
don't you think at that point they love being with an abusive boyfriend? Because what's more dramatic than getting your ass kicked every day?
Yeah. But, I mean, I just don't understand how, like, just women's double standards, man. I know it doesn't apply to all of them, but
I know.
I'm saying from my perspective, the things I've witnessed... my experience.
And this is not something we've witnessed once, twice.
Yeah.
I can't even count
I'm
on my fucking hands
and
toes.
Several dozens of instances.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I've lived here my entire life, so I don't have a whole lot of experience with people outside of Pittsburgh.
But this is what we're referring to.
This is what happens here.
Yes.
Okay?
This is the way shit goes down in the burg.
Frankly, it's bullshit. I won't take it anymore.
Yeah. It gets old after a while. You just
yeah,
you feel
it really
like
does.
You give up.
That's why everybody wants to leave here, except they don't. Because football!
There's Pittsburgh football! Big football! Yeah!
It's more important to fucking watch the Steelers than it is to fucking live your life.
Why the fuck would you gonna go anywhere else? They ain't got no pierogies.
It's fucking bullshit, man. Like, people give a shit.
Why would you want to leave to find something anything different?
Like, people fucking, like, it's sad the way most men, like, middle-aged
men. You read
men,
my mind, because I was about to bring up the fact that, like you just said, well, it's just, there's nothing for men to talk about
other
than
that's
sports.
It. That's it. Hey, did you see who the Steelers got in the draft? No, I fucking didn't.
I don't watch it. Are you gay?
Like,
no,
I used
says
to like
the man
football,
that watches fucking
but
football.
But then after I grew up and realized that's all people talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, okay, I've had enough of this shit. Fuck it. Like, holy shit. I like this sport, but I'm sick of you fucking douchebags talking about it.
And then once football's over, we got the Buccos and the Pens. We always got something fucking going on.
No, well, I like hockey, okay?
So do I.
I love hockey, actually. It's a great
sport.
It's
my favorite sport.
It's the most skillful sport.
Athletic, most
like,
demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you actually have to be skilled.
Good at hockey to play hockey.
In great shape. Okay, you could not have a 300-pound fucking dude out there on skates trying to do anything.
I would be a terrible hockey player.
I'm talking about these fat fuck offensive and defensive linemen in the NFL that can't even fucking breathe after running fucking 10 yards. Like, they could not physically play hockey. Like, there's no way. They'd go out there and, like, block one shot and have to come off the ice and fucking get oxygen. I mean, do you remember that shit? Like, back when Casey Hampton played?
Oh,
he'd,
yeah.
He'd go in for, like, two plays. He'd come back to the bench and they'd, like, put the oxygen mask on him. It's like, dude, how about you lose,
how
like,
are you a
80
fucking
pounds?
Athlete.
Jesus Christ. You're 6 foot tall and you weigh, like, 340. What the fuck? Your stomach is bigger than most human beings. I mean,
yeah.
Holy shit. Like,
I
how
thought
is
he weighed more
athlete?
Than that.
They list him at, like, 320 or something.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he weighs more than that.
I'm 290, and look how much fatter he is than I am.
Plus, you figure he probably does have a decent amount of muscle.
You mean fat?
Well, I'm just saying. So
he has a lot of muscle that he eats from all the steaks.
If you combine the muscle plus, like, 50% body fat, which he undoubtedly is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he was a good player, like, for his role.
Yeah.
Which was just to be a fucking plug.
Yeah.
Okay, he's so fat that it's going to take two guys to stop him from falling over. But I just, like, if you look back, like, if you watch tape of football, like, 50 years ago, nobody looked like that. Offensive linemen were, like, 230, 240 maybe, the big ones. Like, they're fucking in good shape.
Yeah.
Fucking linebackers were, like, 210. Now they're, like, fucking 260. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, if you had to go off the line in hockey after a play...
Hockey,
and take an oxygen mask, you'd be laughed out of the fucking stadium.
They just wouldn't allow it. They'd be like, dude, you're physically unable to play this fucking sport.
They wouldn't be that nice about it. Fuck off, fatass.
Like, because I remember that dude, Eric Tangrady, that used to play for the Pens, who was a fucking piece of shit, but, like, now he's just terrible.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, the announcers and shit, like, talking about how he wasn't in that, like, that good of shape.
Yeah.
Like, because he doesn't take the time to, like, go to the fucking workouts and shit. And, like, he's kind of out of shape. And it's like, and that's probably why he's a shitty hockey player.
Yeah.
These don't fucking train right. Like, you see, like, the top of the line, you know, elite hockey players that they don't even fucking, like, eat a fucking piece of cake for their birthday.
Yeah.
Or drink a beer ever. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. How do you guys do that shit for, like, 20 years?
Well, probably because they love playing hockey.
Well, and they get paid, like, $9 million.
And I gotta think, it seems, just from what I've seen, hockey players tend to like hockey more than football players.
Yeah,
like
football players, it's all about other shit. Like, look at all this shit I bought.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a douchebag and your house is going to be foreclosed the second you take off the pads? Like, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, you hear about it quite a bit from football players. Like, how the hell did they go from that much to being broke?
It's like, dude, you had, like, $40 million in the bank. How the fuck are you broke? That would have you set for life. How the fuck could you possibly blow all that money?
I think I could probably stretch $1 million for the rest of my life if I was really careful.
If you didn't have to pay any debt ever, like, if you were just paying, like, utilities and shit, like, you owned your house.
Yeah.
And all you had to pay, all your expenses were, like, food and, you know, luxury shit.
You were just paying for your necessities and your
bills. Okay, if you're just paying for your necessities, like food and utilities.
And bills and, and your house,
Then, yeah, you probably could. I don't know about for the rest of your life, because you never know with inflation and shit how $1 million 50 years from now could be like fucking having 10
grand. Well, still, let's say, but compared to 40 million, let's say even, let's up it to 5. Now I am 100% sure I could make that last the rest of my life. $40 million? I could take care of the rest of my fucking family for their lives.
Yeah, I know.
Yet one dumb motherfucker goes through it in, what, 2-3 years?
Probably more like 5 to 10, but even still.
As if it's
still,
better.
Okay. Yeah, it's buying shit that's just extravagant and stupid so that you can get on shit like MTV Cribs. That's just, like, that's what it is. They just, like, blow, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it probably goes to drugs and prostitutes and as if you can't get laid when you're a fucking professional football player. But yeah, I mean, I think, and also hockey players seem to be, like, I mean, I know it's when the cameras are shoved in their face, they got to be on their best behavior, but they seem to be more decent human beings.
Yeah, they are more.
Like, most football players are such pieces of shit. You, like, interview them, and they still act like assholes.
Yeah.
Like, they're cocky.
Even when they're on camera.
It's like,
it's kind of thing, if that's the way they act when they're supposed to be acting well-behaved.
Yeah, like, how bad are they, like, outside of that? And fuck baseball.
just fuck baseball in general. It's,
I mean, I enjoy
shit.
Playing it, and like
I don't even enjoy that.
I don't
even like baseball video games.
I don't mind watching it once in a while, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's a dying fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like it's been dying for years. I mean, I know there still are diehard like fans and shit. Like,
and I'm sure there
towns always
will be.
Yeah. I mean, for big baseball towns that like have, you know, teams that can be competitive.
The Yankees, the Red
Boston,
Sox.
You know, San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, any team that has a city and an owner that can afford to pay a couple $100 million in salary to its players.
Yeah.
Like,
it'll always probably be around.
But
there.
That's one of the reasons why I don't really like it, is because that's exactly what it is. Who can spend the most money to put the best players on the field?
And even still, it's boring as fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing you can really change about it. Like, other sports have kind of adapted to the times a little better. Like, hockey's made some changes and shit, like with the shape and size of the net and just certain roles. And so is football, even though football is pretty much dumbed
it went
down.
In the opposite. It went in the opposite direction.
Football went in the opposite direction. They're like, all right, let's make more rules so this game isn't even fun anymore.
Let's make there even be less actual play time.
Let's, you know, every time somebody hits someone, let's give them a penalty. And anytime they even go near their head, we're going to fine them. Yeah, I don't know. Sports in general, like, other than hockey, you really don't. And even hockey, like, it gets old.
Oh, yeah.
Just because there's so many fucking games. Like, does there have to be 82 games? I mean, holy shit.
That is a lot. And you get sick of hearing about
it. In the playoffs,
yeah.
You get, like, what? Fucking, is it four or five series to win a cup? I think it's four. I think you need to win 16 games total. Four series of seven games?
Potentially.
Like, imagine if all four of those series went to seven games.
Yeah.
28 fucking games on top of an 82-game season that they already played. I mean, holy fuck. I mean, baseball, I know, is 162 games, but
that's real fucking unnecessary.
Yeah, but
in
baseball is the most... Yeah, but baseball is such a low physical sport. 90% of the time, you're just standing in the field fucking picking at your ass because you're doing nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how many pitchers they carry. Like, seriously. They probably have, like, dress like 12 pitchers, and literally, like, nine of them probably get the pitch in the game. It's like, what the fuck? Why do you need that many pitchers? Like... If these guys suck that bad that they can only come in for, like, a half an inning, get the fuck rid of them. Get somebody that knows how to throw the fucking ball. I mean,
yeah.
What is this stupid bullshit? You have closers? That's all they do is they come in and play one fucking inning? Like, that's so stupid. The same fucking pitcher should pitch the whole fucking game. I don't give a shit if, like, your arm gets thrown out or not. You're getting paid $20 million to fucking go
throw
the ball,
baseball,
like, 35 games out of a year. Like, fuck you. Get out there and throw the fucking ball, you pussy. But yeah, fuck basketball, because that's who's the tallest fucking guy.
Yeah.
That can dunk it.
Whoever's got the tallest team is the best team.
Pretty much. Now, soccer is kind of up there with hockey.
It's fucking boring.
Well, it's boring to watch, but... I mean, in terms of skill.
I'm not going to be the typical American ragging on soccer. It takes skill. It's just... It's up there with skill with hockey. It's just so boring to watch.
I don't mind watching it once in a while. I love playing it. Like, it's fun as hell.
That's the thing that I love about soccer is it truly is... That's the other thing that basketball has. It's an any man's game.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on equipment.
Oh, yeah.
All you need is a... For basketball, you need the fucking ball. Same
yeah.
with soccer. All you need is the fucking ball.
Technically, you need cleats and shin guards, but still.
They're playing a pickup game, you know?
Yeah,
like, how many
true.
People do you hear saying, I'm going to play a pickup game of hockey?
Yeah. Because
nobody
fucking,
wants to buy fucking $300
skates
in a $300
stick. Nobody wants to go spend fucking $1,500 on equipment to play fucking hockey once.
I mean, you can too, but really, who wants to... Once you get past the age of 25, nobody wants to play pickup football because, like, I don't want to get my arm broken.
Yeah, exactly. And fuck the fags. Yeah, that'll probably throw it off right there. And I don't mean gay. I mean douchebags.
They're fags.
That,
who
like,
cares?
Act like, yeah, I'm fucking indestructible. You can't fucking hurt me. It's like, dude, okay, you're, like, 180 pounds. I'm 230. If I hit you as hard as I fucking can... I'm probably going to fuck you up pretty good.
Jeff!
Like, I might be stronger than you, even though you weigh like 70 pounds more than me.
Yeah.
But if you ran with your full force and hit me as hard as you can, you'd probably fuck me up pretty good.
It would hurt, definitely.
Because you weigh that much more than I do. It's just,
Jeff!
It's just physics!
Jeff!
No, but he's on a whole other level, man. It's like, dude, I weigh... like 70 pounds more than you, and I am way, way stronger than you. I'm like five times stronger than you, and I weigh 70 pounds more than you. But you can never knock me out, dude. Never. I don't care. You could knock me down, but you would never knock
me
out.
You hit me right in the
impossible.
Back of the head as hard as you can. I am not going down.
Dude, you realize that I could fucking lift you up with one arm. I could lift you up with one arm. You don't think I could knock you out with a punch to the fucking head? Like,
nope.
Oh my
nope.
God. And it's just like, Yeah, okay, dude. So Mike Tyson could punch you as hard as he fucking could right in your face. In his prime, hit you as hard as he could in the face, and you would not be knocked out. Nope, no fucking way, man. Nope, nope, not even possible, man. You could not knock me out ever. Not ever, man. All right, whatever, douchebag. Like, I'm man enough that I can admit that there are dudes that could beat the shit out of me. Okay?
Yeah, same here.
There are plenty of them.
And especially a group.
Yeah. There's no shame in admitting that somebody way bigger and stronger than you could beat the shit out of you. I don't care if you take karate or taekwondo or jujitsu, any of that shit. If you're severely out-muscled,
if somebody's got like a 100-pound weight advantage on
you, you're going to get your ass kicked. Now, I realize that video of that big, fat black dude and that little Chinese dude
guy,
knocking him out. That doesn't even count. That dude was fat and out of shape. I'm talking about a top-of-the-line athlete.
Yeah. Or like, somebody that just lifts weights.
Like, if fucking, like, I don't know. I can't even name a heavyweight
boxer. I think Mike Tyson could beat the shit out of Bruce Lee.
Oh, fuck yeah. He would absolutely annihilate him. That's the kind of shit I hate whenever you watch martial arts movies. Is like these tiny little Asian dudes are beating the shit out of like dudes way bigger, like fucking Jet Li's Fearless when he takes
that
wrestler. That
guy
like
would have beat the
7 foot
out of him.
Like 350 pure muscle. Yeah, because Jet Li could totally knock that dude out. Fucking like 5'5", 130 pounds, gonna knock out a dude that's 7 feet tall.
I have the skills.
I don't give a shit how good
there
you are.
There is no real-life fucking wax on, wax off.
Yeah. Okay? It's, you know, you might be skilled and all, but if you're hitting a dude that much bigger and that much stronger than you, it's not going to feel like much. Because your momentum is so much less because you're so tiny.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if I fought an eighth grader and they punched me, I'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Did you just fucking try to tickle me?
You just fucking hit me? Yeah.
Like, it's just stupid, man. Like, just admit that there are people out there that can kick your ass.
There's no shame in it.
Like, if I stepped into a ring with, like, a professional heavyweight boxer, they'd beat the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah, same here.
I don't know anything about boxing.
Yeah.
And they're probably way stronger than I am. They're top-of-the-line fucking professional athletes. At the peak of physical fitness, they would beat the fuck out of me. But I think, and I might not knock him out, but I think I could do some pretty damn good damage to, like, Mayweather.
Yeah.
Like, if I could hit him.
If.
I know he's so fast that I probably wouldn't even be able to hit him.
But if he just sat there and let you hit him, he would do some damage.
If, like, I somehow, by a miracle, got a shot in on his fucking face, I think I would fucking knock him out. I weigh, like, 100 pounds more than him.
Yeah.
There is,
it does. You're right. The weight and the fact that you work out quite often, it comes into play. There's a reason why they don't have welterweights fighting heavyweights.
Yeah, because they get fucking destroyed. Now, I think the smallest margin that, like, weight might not be an issue is maybe about, like, 20 to... anywhere from, like, 5 to 30 pounds.
Yeah. All right.
And it depends on physical fitness, too. Because if you're, like, 200 pounds, but, like, you're, like, a fat
flabby
fuck.
As shit.
You're, like, 200 pounds, but you're, like, 30% body fat.
Yeah.
Like, that. I'm talking about two guys in the peak of physical fitness. If you had, like...
Somebody who had never fought in their life.
Yeah.
They just worked out.
Two people that never fought in their life, but are both in good shape. One guy weighs 80 pounds more than the other. You think that smaller guy has a chance in hell of beating the bigger dude?
Of course not.
Fuck no.
Unless he somehow, just somehow, he was sitting there fucking around because he's so much bigger, and the little dude just cracked him right in the button.
Yeah, right.
Hit him in his jaw. That's the thing. But I'm betting it on a fluke.
Yeah. But I'm, like we were saying, like, if you had two professional boxers... If you had one that was a welterweight, one that was a heavyweight, the heavyweight is winning 100 out of 100 times. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Yeah.
They are winning by knockout 100 of 100 times.
Yeah,
okay?
Probably.
That's just the way it is, okay? You figure they're both in great shape, but the heavyweight is so much bigger and so much stronger.
They're going to punch that dude in the face and probably kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, if Tyson in his prime fought Mayweather, he would fucking knock him out in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He would just get in there and fucking destroy him. He'd fucking land an uppercut on him, and Mayweather would just fucking fall over and, like, have an aneurysm. Like, he wouldn't even fucking be able to handle it. Like, that's just the way it is.
Bet you Mayweather's gonna come find us and beat the shit out of both of us after this.
Oh, I'm sure
motherfucker been talking shit, huh?
I'm sure he could kick my ass.
Oh, he could beat the shit out of me, too.
But if it was a street fight, I think I could kick his ass.
Yeah.
If I could use my legs, and it wasn't just like...
If you could wrestle him to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be an it. He wouldn't be able to get me off of him. Because I weigh, like, 90 pounds to 100 pounds more than him.
Yeah.
It's just... That's what I mean, though. Like... Even you, if I'm stronger than you, it doesn't matter. If you were laying on top of me, I would not be able to fucking push you off of me. You weigh too much.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. But Jeff...
Jeff! Oh,
dude, you weigh 70 to 80 pounds more than me? Doesn't fucking matter. You can't knock me out.
Only 70 to 80?
That's nothing, man. That ain't shit.
I punched a bear to the ground last week.
It's like... There's no shame in admitting that there are people that can kick your ass.
I don't know. It's not only... See, right there, perfect example, it's not just women. It's everybody in this country just taking a fucking cigarette and blowing smoke up their fucking asshole. I think the point's been across. Good fucking night.
Yeah, it was good enough.